Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with our producer, Rosemary Brandt. Rose and I would like to welcome you to the show for this Tuesday. Yes, it is tax day in America, April 15th, 2014. We are live each weekday from 12.04 to 1 right here on Tucson's AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. And we're streaming our show live at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. And, of course, we do our podcast, so you can listen to the program anytime, anywhere in the world by visiting buckmastershow.com. Not only the podcast, but we've got the archive of really every show that Rose and I have put together since January of 2011 when we started this project. Well, this is Easter week. It's the holiest week of the Christian calendar. A tradition on Maundy Thursday is to keep vigil through the night, meditating and praying, as Peter, James, and John were asked to do in the Garden of Gethsemane. For the past 6 years, Tucson St. Philip's in the Hills Episcopal Church has observed this time of vigil by hosting an all-night reading of Dante's Inferno. Parishioners, distinguished poets, visiting scholars, and guests are going to be taking part. They'll be reading selected cantos in a half-hour segment each, beginning on Maundy Thursday evening at 9 p.m. and then wrapping up at 10 a.m. on Good Friday. Joining us on the Buckmaster Show live line is Dr. Fabian Alfie. Dr. Alfie is head of the Department of French and Italian at the University of Arizona, and he has been involved with this event now for 5 years. Dr. Alfie, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Doing very well, and thank you for asking. Dante's Inferno, of course, is a portion of Dante's epic poem, The Divine Comedy, which is an allegorical account of Dante's journey through the three realms of the dead during the last 3 days of the Holy Week. And the portion entitled The Inferno tells of the journey through hell, guided by the Roman poet Virgil. Let me ask you, Dr. Alfie, what makes this piece of literature, which was written in 1300, relevant today?
Well, a lot of people find relevance in the entire comedy, of course, but there's something about Inferno that really resonates to most of us in the modern period, and that really has to do with, it's an understanding of, you know, the dark side of human nature. You know, it is a journey through hell, of course, but it's also really a journey to understand evil, and it's really coming to understand the dark side of the human heart. And unfortunately, in recent history, the past century or so, we are a little too familiar with the hells that human beings can create on Earth. And unfortunately, that means it's a little bit more relevant than some of the other portions of the comedy.
Who was Dante?
Well, he was a Florentine. He was born in 1265 in Florence. He was a member of the lowest nobility. His family were members of the knight class. He grew up in Florence. He became the prior of Florence in 1300, and then he was exiled along with his party in 1303, where he spent the next 18 years of his life wandering through Italy, and it was in that period he wrote the comedy, and he died in 1321 in Ravenna, outside of Venice. He died of malaria.
How did Dante, Professor Alfie, envision his piece of literature being presented? What type of venue, and how was it to be read?
Well, we have, it is a literary work, and it is intended for silent reading, but in the Middle Ages, the distinction between silent reading and oral recitation wasn't quite as marked as it is in the modern world. We have a lot of manuscripts of the thing. It was, we have about over 600 manuscripts, many of them annotated. So there are people commenting on it going all the way back to about a decade after his death. The 1330s are the earliest manuscripts. But alongside of that, there's also an oral tradition. There are various stories of people reciting the comedy, either in public places or on their own. There's a very humorous story where Dante is walking along the street. This humorous story was written again in the 1320s, 1330s. And he was walking along the street, and there was a blacksmith hammering, and he was keeping time by reciting the comedy from memory, and he was doing it really wrong. And so Dante goes in and gets really mad and starts throwing things around, and the blacksmith says, what are you doing? You're ruining my work. And Dante says, well, you're ruining my work.
If Dante's presence were to be felt in St. Philip's in the Hills on Thursday, beginning in the evening, would he find it acceptable the way it is being read and presented?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Because he really casts his work as promoting the divulgation of Christianity, of Christian beliefs, and so forth. And so having a public venue like the public reading at St. Philip's in the Hills, I think he would have absolutely found acceptable.
How has the piece of literature been accepted or not accepted through the ages, Professor?
Well, it's been a bestseller ever since the 1300s. We have all sorts of commentaries. I mean, there is an unbroken tradition, certainly in Italy, of people writing about the comedy going for 700 and some odd years, talking about it, what does it mean, interpreting it, talking, relating it to other works, and you can look at each century and see how they incorporated into their own their belief system. You know, during the Renaissance, they tied it in with Renaissance philosophy. In the 19th century, they viewed it very romantically, according to the, you know, romantic notions of great emotion and passions and so forth. And as I said, even now you have people reworking the comedy as well as, of course, commenting on it and tying it into 20th and now 21st century experiences.
Dr. Fabian Alfi is with us. He is the head of the Department of French and Italian at the University of Arizona. He's been involved with this event at St. Philip's, which is coming up on Thursday evening, the all-night reading of Dante's Inferno. Do you find that people find, well, you've been involved for 5 years. Do they really enjoy this experience? And I guess each segment begins with the tolling of the tower bells at St. Philip's and then include silent meditation, atmospheric music, and then reading of one canto. How does this experience perhaps transform folks?
Well, I mean, I can speak personally for myself. I teach the comedy regularly, both in general education classes and in a high-end class at the university for majors and more advanced students. And yet every year I am so pleased to be a part of this, because it's one thing to teach it and to read it, and it's another thing to experience it in this way. You know, the church is kept very, there's sort of a mood lighting, there's a lot of candles, it's much darker. It's a beautiful church in the day, but here it's much more stark. And you have the music and a lot of silence to go inward, and then there's the reading. You just hear the voice coming through the darkness. Personally, I find it very moving. I know that over the years, the attendance has increased every year. Last year, there were over 200 people in attendance. And I know that, for instance, my students at the university are always interested in teaching. Last year, I had four students who volunteered. I know I have some this year as well who are volunteering as readers. And so it's just an extremely moving, beautiful experience, I find.
What was Dante's vision of hell like, if you could summarize that, and we're quickly running out of time?
Certainly. First of all, let me back up. He like most thinkers in the Middle Ages, viewed the Earth as a sphere. In fact, most people in the Middle Ages believed the Earth was round. We all were raised with Christopher Columbus proving that, and that's not the case. That's a mistake. But it was Earth. Hell is essentially a cone that goes into the center of the Earth with differing, it's nine rings. Each one is smaller than the next, and it's deeper than the next. And as you start at the top, you're dealing with human weaknesses like lust, gluttony, greed, and wrath. And then you get to malice, violence, and then you get to a perversion of what is distinctive of the human being, that is fraud, using our intellect to do malicious acts. And that is the deepest portion of hell, and the very lowest portion of hell, which is at the center of the earth, is the worst kind of malicious act, which is a type of fraud according to Dante, which is betrayal. And at the center, the very center, is the great betrayer of all, which is Lucifer, and he's perpetually flapping his wings, trying to escape, but he's trapped. And so he is the symbol of everything that is in hell for Dante.
All right, Dr. Fabian Alfie, we will look forward to the event coming up Thursday at St. Philip's in the Hills Episcopal Church. It begins on Maundy Thursday. That will be in the evening at 9 o'clock, wrap up at 10 o'clock on Good Friday morning. St. Philip's in the Hills Episcopal Church, one of the iconic churches in Tucson, a gorgeous facility at Campbell and River, and we urge everybody to check it out. Dr. Fabian, thank you for spending part of your lunch hour with us.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Dr. Fabian Alfie. This portion of the Buckmaster Show, presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Folks in Silver City really excited about what Smithsonian Magazine says about their community, ranking it number 18 in the top 20 small towns worth visiting in 2014. We are happy and pleased and honored to have Silver City as a sponsor of the Buckmaster Show, just three and a half hours east of Tucson to Silver City. Check it out this weekend. Go to their fine website, southwestnewmexico.org, for the great listings of places to stay and things to do, places to stay like Bear Mountain Lodge. We'll be right back with certified financial planner Shelley Fishman right after this.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. From cooking, cleaning, bathing, and drinking, the benefits of a Culligan system are obvious. You'll use less soap, shampoo, and detergent. Your appliances will last longer, your clothes will last longer, and stay brighter, too. All of this saves you money and adds to the quality of life. Not to mention softer skin and softer hair the whole family will enjoy. Culligan has been in Tucson since 1946, and we have seen about every water concern imaginable. We continue to stay on top of the newest state-of-the-art technology to deliver the refreshing, clean, and high-quality water that's become the Culligan hallmark of excellence. Try a Culligan water treatment system for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months rental on an annual rental agreement. Schedule your free water test, and don't forget to ask about the Culligan high-efficiency water softener. Call 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit RTAMobility.com or Facebook.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here. Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And we welcome back certified financial planner Shelley Fishman for his Tuesday Moneymaker Report. Shelley is back from China. You had a great trip.
I did. Ni hao, which is
ni hao,
which is Mandarin for hello.
Ni hao. And you are back. You spent several weeks over
there.
3 weeks. And you had a great trip. We'll hear about that, Shelley, in a few minutes. But first of all, I think while you were away, there's been some concern among investors about.
Well, I left
the way
you in charge, Bill, and you know.
And leave me in charge.
I expected that you'd do better for the markets than.
Yeah, it was kind of a couple of troubling days, but then, like yesterday, there was the bounce back.
And today
we've got some more bounce back.
Yeah, what's going on, of course, is we're coming off a very, very good year, and the market is testing whether corporate performance indeed merits the kind of equity performance that we got last year. And investors are testing that. They're testing it segment by segment, and they're also testing it overall. And in addition, you have a change of leadership at the Fed. You have very good improvement in the economy. In fact, just yesterday we got manufacturing numbers that revised upward to 0.7%, the February number, and over 1% for the March number. These are healthy economic numbers.
Very positive.
And so for those people who believe that the market has been buoyed up by all of the stimulus coming out of the Fed, there is that continued concern that as that stimulus is taken away, pulled back, that the markets on their own won't be as solid as they were last year. That's what's going on. I don't believe we're in the middle of the correction yet. I think there will be a correction. We're, you know, just about flat for the year. I think we're going to see a time that's going to make people even more concerned than they were because I was gone and left you in charge.
Yes, but the correction, of course, is in the 10% category or
that
more,
would technically
right?
be a correction. I'm not sure we'll get there.
I hope
but,
not.
But I think we're going to see more volatility, much of it on the downside, before things straighten out toward the middle of the year and we move forward into what is probably going to be, you know, a respectable year in the 6 to 10% range.
You had a fascinating visit to China. You saw a good deal of China. It's obviously a very large, huge place, but you did see some of the slices of the more important, perhaps, parts of China.
Yeah, we started off in Shanghai, then cruised up the Yangtze all the way to Chongqing, and then flew to Xi'an, which is where the terracotta soldiers are, and then flew to Beijing and spent some days in Beijing and at the Great Wall of China, which is just not to be believed.
Another one of those things, you see the pictures, but when you're there, you can't believe it.
And when they say climb the wall, they mean climb. I mean, it's a tough climb. Some of it is about as vertical as you can do without being on a ladder. And then flew down to Guiyin, which is close to the Vietnamese border, and did some river cruising down there, and then to Hong Kong. So, you know, let's just take Shanghai, a city of 23 million, Chongqing, a city of 30 million, the largest by population, the largest city in China, Beijing, about 24 million, Hong Kong, about 24 million. These are immense cities, and that population growth from just 10 or 12 years ago is in the 30% range. So these cities got to be as big as they are recently. And so you know, scratch your head and say, where do you put, 6 million people in 10 years, time? Well, you build apartment building complexes for them. And, those apartment building complexes have to be very, very big. You know, in groups of 9 buildings, it's a lucky number in China, 60 stories high. 12 or 15 units per floor. So each of these groups of 9 apartment buildings house 60, 65,000 people.
They're little mini cities.
They're all over the place.
Little mini cities.
They are mini cities, and I saw literally probably 800 or 900 of them in various stages of completion.
Certified financial planner Shelley Fishman is with us, just back from China. Did you see visible signs of poverty?
There are visible signs of poverty. As you see some of the old China, the countryside, the farms, half of China is still very, very poor. That's a tremendous improvement because 20 years ago, 90% of China was very, very poor. So they're making a lot of progress, but that's still 600 million people who are in abject poverty. But there's also some very, very rich aspects of this stratified society. The cars on the streets it's just remarkable how many cars and how many of those cars. The most in Beijing, the one car maker that is the got the preponderance of cars. Who would you guess?
Ford.
Mercedes.
Wow.
Second only, or second to that is BMW.
Yeah, I knew BMW huge presence over there.
It's incredible.
The luxury car makers are literally going to town big time in China. Of course, that huge market, and you talked about half the people living in poverty, but that continues to decline with more and more people getting into the workforce. Right.
The
and,
Chinese economy, Bill, depends upon China becoming a consumer economy such as ours. Right now, they're exporting a lot of what they make. They have a huge trade surplus, and that's funding, to a very great extent, all of that construction. But at some point, that middle class in China will start consuming on the scale that it needs to make the Chinese economy self-sufficient. If that doesn't happen, then this grand experiment is going to be in trouble. But to the extent that it does happen, and when you see what the Chinese are consuming right now, those who can afford it, you think, well, maybe they're getting it right. Now, there's a lot of unfinished buildings. There's a lot of stuff that, you know, makes you scratch your head and say there's a lot of work for them to still do. But, you know, I knew the numbers going in, but seeing what it means is so different from just knowing the numbers. You know, 100 million people in the next 10 years going to move into the cities out of the countryside. That's 10 New York cities, okay, that you've got to build housing for and build infrastructure for and get jobs for, and they're doing it. So remarkable to see. I wouldn't pass, I have passed up this trip for anything.
Huge
it's also
market.
A very foreign place. It's,
very,
it's very, very different from what we experience on a day-to-day basis.
And you saw very little, litter.
There's no graffiti. There's no litter. If there is, it gets picked up instantly. Remember, I mean, when you have a labor market that is that copious, you can do labor-intensive stuff by, you know, throwing people at the job. On the Yangtze, which is a very wide river, we went under at least 30 or 35 new bridges. These are bridges that are, you know, not on the scale of the Golden Gate, close to it. And they put them up in the last 2 years. And they're not falling down. I mean, they don't want them to fall down. You know, when infrastructure collapses, you get revolutions.
Shelley, we are happy you're back safe and sound. Sounds like you had a fantastic trip. You still took care of your clients while you were away. You were in touch and kind of emblematic of the fact that this guy really does care, Shelley Fishman. You are in touch with people, with your clients, and you're easy to get a hold of,
which leads me to. Through the, you know, buckmastershow.com, or call me on my phone, 940-0884, or just visit ShellyFishman.com. Either way, I return calls.
Shelley, have a good week.
And I'll see you next week. We'll talk more about China.
We will. Thanks, Shelley.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Here in Tucson, we love our beautiful mountain views, but large windows and sliding glass doors are huge energy zappers.
At American Openings, we build our doors just like our energy-saving windows to keep the heat where it belongs, on the outside. No matter the style, American Openings will create your doors right here in Tucson at a fraction of our competitors' costs. And although the price is less, our quality is excellent. Call today and enjoy our beautiful views year-round without losing your cool.
Call 664-1202 or visit AmericanOpenings.com.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. April is Earth Month at UA Biosphere 2, where every weekend in April experience programs that will inspire a better understanding of our world. Weekend themes include the weather, ocean, energy, and Earth Day weekend, where special hands-on activities and live animals will be featured. Also new and just opened are the exciting Ocean and Rainforest Gallery exhibitions. Both of these fascinating immersion projects are open daily. More at b2science.org. Visit Biosphere 2 today. Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business, it's not personal, it's just business.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Eagle Eye Rare Coins is Tucson's only nationally recognized coin dealer. For more than 20 years, owner and rare coin expert Rick Snow has been Tucson's trusted advisor in evaluating your coins, currency, collectibles, gold and silver. Eagle Eye Rare Coins at 6464 East Grant Road, next to the Fort Lowell Post Office, and on the web at TucsonSilverAndGold.com or call 498-4615.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. The following segment is presented by Cox Business, serving Southern Arizona businesses through a world-class network, providing voice data and internet solutions. Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com. And once a month here on the program, we like to spotlight one of Cox Business clients and how they're using technology in their particular endeavors. And joining us today on the Buckmaster Show, Debbie Rich. Debbie is CEO of the Girl Scouts of Southern Arizona. Debbie, how are you today?
Good, thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
It's our pleasure. Girl Scouts have recently, they passed the 100-year mark of their centennial. They're now into, 104 years?
Just about.
Of Girl Scouting?
Yes.
How do you make Girl Scouting relevant to today with so many influences pulling at the kids and with all the digital stuff, and how do you do that?
Well, that's a great question, and I think that we've always been very strong at evolving through girls learning what they want to do and how they want to access information and learn things. So Girl Scouting over the years has really embraced where girls are. It's a girl-led organization, so we take all of our cues from girls. So, of course, in this day and age, the digital arena is huge for girls. In fact, one of our programs in coding for elementary school girls has our biggest draw. So girls are very, very interested in technology and science, engineering and math. And so we look to their calling to see what kinds of programs to offer. The cool thing about Girl Scouts too, Bill, is that in Girl Scouts, girls can try anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
they can put their feet in the water and test the waters.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and this
absolutely
is the age to do it, right?
Right, it is. And then as they want to specialize, then we allow them to take those interests and really expand them to make a difference in the world.
When you think about it, it really is a wonderful opportunity for a young person to maybe decide they would like to go in a particular direction. So much emphasis these days trying to get young people interested in science and technology, and Girl Scouts have kept up with this, mm-hmm, and you're right on top of this, what's traditionally called the STEM arena.
Absolutely, and that's what Cox really supports programming in, and especially for girls. I know that the women leaders of Cox understand how critical it is for girls to have opportunities and experiences in the STEM field, because sometimes they're intimidated by their counterparts in the classroom.
And Cox has been so good to the Girl Scouts, and I know that they're very involved with the tech. You use Cox and the Cox business and their services very, very extensively.
Right, absolutely. And the interesting thing about Cox is that I am, of course, not a technological expert, but they have a very good teaching mode of selling. So that's really helped us learn what we can do with where our girls need things.
So many times the public, Debbie, as you know, only interfaces with the girls when the girls are selling the sweets, the cookies.
Right, cookies.
And during that period, January to kind of mid-March.
Absolutely.
But it's important that people realize there are all these other activities that go on, and we're coming up on the summer, and young people are looking for things to do. Are the Girl Scout camps pretty much open to everyone?
Absolutely. Every girl in Southern Arizona has an opportunity to go to camp. If they can't afford to go to camp, we have wonderful donors who will make that happen. It was interesting when we talked about being on the show, Bill. I looked through our camp brochure to see all of those different camps that girls could do, and was really taken with Camp Zombie, which is it's a STEM camp, you know, where girls go and they learn science and how to apply it. Or we have CSI camp, Imagine Engineering, robotics, just so many things for all ages for girls to really break down those barriers to trying new things out in the fields of STEM.
If we have parents who are listening and thinking about maybe they would like to get their young people involved in Girl Scouts, what are the ages, Debbie, that we're talking about?
5 to 17.
Okay.
So we start with Daisy Girl Scouts in kindergarten and first grade and go all the way up through high school. In fact, just this weekend we awarded our gold recipients their awards, and those are the highest honors that girls can get. And we had 12 high school women who had achieved community change for Southern Arizona.
And what kind of a commitment is it for the young people to get involved in Girl Scouts?
You know, it's really flexible for every girl. You know, we, as you said earlier, we know how busy girls are, so we try to tailor their involvement to what fits them. I mean, little girls in elementary school, they love to be in Girl Scout troops. That's really critical for sisterhood and teamwork and cooperation. So that's generally the avenue there. And then as girls get older, one thing I'm really proud of is our new Girl Volunteer Corps for girls in middle school. And those girls come together and they assess what community impact they want to have. They address the community. They decide on projects, and they go out and facilitate projects, and they do that once a month. That really fits the middle school level. And then our older girls tend to truly specialize in areas like STEM or service.
I would think that the discipline of just being involved with Girl Scouts is really good for the girls that this can translate into the classroom.
Absolutely. And that's what one of our strengths is. And we do half of our programming for girls in school, over 7,000 girls. And we really talk to school principals and say, where are your gaps? You know, and then all of our curriculum is tied to the core standards, and it's fun for girls. So it really shows girls that they can succeed and learn and grow through fun activities that complement their work in the classroom. Back to that coding story, we had a little fourth grade girl, mom sent me a note the other day, and she had sent home a paper, I love math because I know how to code, and I learned that at Girl Scouts.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah. Debbie Rich is with us. Debbie is CEO of Girl Scouts of Southern Arizona. Their home office is over on Broadway here in Tucson, but you really are serving, and this radio station goes really all the way east to the New Mexico border and goes south down to Nogales. You're really serving the region, aren't you, Debbie?
Right. We're all of Southern Arizona. So we our jurisdiction is from Yuma to New Mexico and from north of Casa Grande to the border. So that whole half of the state.
The first step for somebody getting involved, would you suggest going to the website, or how would you?
Yes, I would. I think that the website is your best tool. At least we've tried to make it that way with the helps of Cox.
And Cox has helped you also in, I guess, break down the membership and kind of determine it can really help in kind of organize everything.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. It's a great business tool.
All right. Debbie, thank you so much. Debbie Rich is the CEO of Girl Scouts of Southern Arizona. She has been involved with us on our technology series presented by Cox Business, serving Southern Arizona businesses through a world-class network providing voice, data, and internet solutions. Debbie, thank you very much. And if people want to get involved, Debbie, with the Girl Scouts summer camp, again, it's open to all. You don't have to be a part of the Girl Scouts. And again, the website would be the best
place. Girl Scouts, yeah, Girl Scouts Southern Arizona
org. Mm-hmm. All right. Debbie, thank you very much.
Sure thing, Bill.
Thanks a lot.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Hey, honey. Welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Jerry.
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay, okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Offer ends 4/30/14. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on Cox Business Internet 150 megabits per second service versus basic 1.5 DSL. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 26 years as the place to see one-of-a-kind, new and antique quality rugs. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and at RugGalleryAZ.com and on Facebook or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847.
It's time for the Every Other Tuesday Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show, sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, presenting CMA and Grammy Award winner Kathy Mattea on April 16th. Mattea's newest release is called Call Me Home, a collection of songs celebrating our distinctly American Appalachian music and beautifully complements her own very distinct style and her many top 20 hits, including the signature piece, Where You've Been, and the bluesy 445 Rocket, and the iconic 18 Wheels and the Dozen Roses. Mm-hmm. See Kathy Mattea on April 16th, coming to the Fox. Then on April 26th, it's Lori Berkner. Lori is referred by People Magazine as the Queen of Children's Music. Lori is known for writing and performing professional-grade progressive children's rock music that is not dumbed down for kids. Mm-hmm. Bring the whole family to see Lori Berkner on Saturday, April 26th at 1 p.m. for tickets to see Kathy Mattea April 16th and Lori Berkner on the 26th. Visit foxtucson.com or call 547-3040. We welcome now to the Every Other Tuesday Arts Report Tucson Weekly contributor Linda Ray. Linda, how are you?
I'm great, and I just want to add my endorsement to that Kathy Mattea show. She is an amazing artist, and everyone who goes will love her.
Wow, and I know you're a big fan of Kathy Mattea.
I am.
Boy, we are
fan.
In the midst of one of the busiest arts weeks I've seen.
It's crazy.
Wow.
This time of year in October, it's just nuts.
This is the Super Bowl of the art stuff going on right now.
Everybody's just at the peak of their spring programming, and all I'm going to say about I've got one thing to say about theater, but just go to the weekly listings. Every one of our theater companies just about has something on stage, a lot of very popular plays, some classic plays, and that includes the university and Pima College, and everywhere there's a stage, there's something going on. But I did want to tell your readers about this thing that sounds terrific for kids, talking about having things special and not dumbed down for kids. Arizona On Stage is presenting Dr. Seuss, The Cat in the Hat at the Temple of Music and Art Cabaret Theater. And I don't know if you've been there, but it's a really intimate space. It's great for kids. That's at 330 South Scott Avenue. It starts this Friday, the 18th, and Saturday, the 19th, it'll be 20th, and through the 26th on weekends. Or 27th.
What a great show for the whole family. Dr. Seuss's The Cat in the Hat.
Right, and it's affordable. So go to the website of Arizona On Stage. It'll tell you how to get tickets to that. But art is crazy. Also,
wow. A lot of art this week.
Yeah, so we're going to focus on the photography, because I'm sure you know that photography, and especially altered photography, are surging in popularity all over the galleries right now, all over the country. And we're very fortunate to have the Center for Creative Photography here. And I think everybody knows about Ansel Adams' collection being here, because he's so
really what started the Center for Creative Photography.
Right. Yeah. But every time they bring out one of their collections, and they have hundreds of wonderful photographers. Charles Harbutt, Departures and Arrivals, is on exhibit there now through Sunday, June 1st. And I urge everyone to go to the Center of Photography website and find out about him and go see that show. You've got some time. It's going to continue through, let's see here. June 1st. So now's the time to go. And then in Etherton, Under the Violet Sky, features photographs by William Lesh and paintings by Gail Marcus Orlin and pastels by Lynn Tabor. But you want to be sure to see those photographs. Etherton Galleries at 135 South 6. Now,
free admission, too, by the way, not only to Etherton, but the Center for Creative Photography.
That's true. Mm-hmm. And at the U of A Museum of Art, right on campus there, you can do that in the Center for Photography at the same time. Ansel Adams' exhibit is on there. It's the photography of Ansel Adams and Luminous Moments.
I've got to check that out. So that's not for folks who have not been over there. It's right across the little walkway between UA Museum of Art and Center for Creative Photography.
Right.
So it's afternoon. You can easily go to both.
Exactly. And check out the music school while you're there. But anyway, so other exhibits around town explore a lot of different kinds of media. For instance, the 9th Annual Encaustic Invitational is at Conrad Wild. And I don't know if you know about the medium of encaustic, but it's very unusual.
A little bit. Something to do with beeswax, Linda?
Yeah, or other kinds of media that are like beeswax. But traditionally, it's beeswax with it's heated with colored pigments added. So you get a really translucent, lucent finish and a thick texture and a kind of an irregular texture. So it's something that you should see if you're not familiar with it. And this is going to be some of the finest because it's a juried show. It happens every year. Next week at Contreras Gallery, there's an exhibit of prints, too, intaglio, planographic, and relief in a group exhibition. So
I like etchings, monotypes, monoprints, lino cuts. woodcuts. I'm into all of that. So this looks like a show right up my alley. Contreras Gallery, 110 East 6th Street.
Right. And so let's go see that, too, with all the photography. Literature. This is the thing I'm most excited about. Did you happen to read The Brief Wondrous Life of Oscar Wilde? It won the, just about every award in literature in 2008, including the Pulitzer. And if anyone who hasn't read it, I would urge you to do that, because it's written by author Junot Diaz. It's one of the most distinctive voices. It's one of those things you read and say, oh, my gosh, this has changed writing forever.
Uh-huh.
And it has. He's going to be speaking at the Fox.
Really?
Yeah. He was born in Santo Domingo, the Dominican Republic, and he's come here. I'm trying to think, the Pima Council of the Arts is supporting that, and the Confluence Center, which we talk about a lot here. But don't miss that. Talk about his life and his writing. Junot Diaz, everybody who writes and loves good writing will
and
be there.
This will be a very interesting to hear him speak, and that you can hear him speak from 7 to 9. That'll be Wednesday, 1 week from today,
right?
April 23rd at the Fox Theater, and there's going to be a VIP reception and before the talk, but this is going to be a fun event.
It is, and it's only $25 to do the VIP reception.
Not bad.
And get to meet the guy.
Not bad. Get Music. Have him sign a book or something, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
And that's a book a lot of people have, that and Drown. Anyway, yeah. Music again. I can't even scratch the surface here, but I just want to race through some really unusual events that are happening.
Okay, take your time. Got about 4 minutes.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm going to surprise you
Go
with
ahead.
Something. At the Tucson Boys Chorus, if you ever wanted to learn music, if you ever want to learn to read music, they're working with Orpheus to present a series of classes for people who just want to learn more about what they're listening to. So check that out at the site for the Tucson Boys Chorus. But now I want to talk about the music and spoken word Klezmer event at Maker House. Mm-hmm. Maker House is that place that took over the old Mountain Oyster Club downtown.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they are inspiring innovation in the arts. So this is an event, get this, the Klezmopolitans and Mark Zeno play Klezmer, Classical, Jazz, Contrafacts. I don't want to take the time to explain that. Look it up. Wait, Google Contrafacts. It's also going to be Middle Eastern-themed jazz standards and spoken word. Doesn't it sound like fun?
It does, and that Maker House is a nice kind of venue for, I think, this particular performance, which is Monday, this upcoming Monday, April 21st, 7 to 8:30 in the evening. Tickets are very reasonably priced. And again, Maker House is at 283 North Stone, and it's been restored, and it really looks great. It's a great place for that kind of music.
Another unusual thing that's happening is Stuart Saunders Smith he composed an opera for solo marimba in 11 movements, including using the words of 12 American authors. It's going to be performed by Elizabeth Soflin and presented by START on Thursday, April 24th from 5 to 7:30 p.m. at the Tucson Museum of Art.
Wow.
Yeah. It's, again, a reasonable ticket price. It's $10. It's free to START and museum members, and you can find out more information about that at the TMA.
Marimba Opera.
Right. 11 movements. Anyway, and then U of A Presents is doing a fun thing. Well, a number of fun things.
Well, they got
the
Soweto Gospel Choir is coming. That should be fantastic.
8 p.m. this Friday. And watch for Bobby McFerrin singing pop standards on Sunday, April 27th. And Renee Fleming is performing classical concert on May 4th.
And we have another event. We talked a little bit about, you mentioned the boys' chorus. How about the girls' chorus?
I don't know if you've ever heard them.
Don't forget the girls.
Yeah, and fair warning, my granddaughter's involved with this. So she's been for 8 years, but I have to tell you, these young women are like the Marines. They practice at least 6 hours a week. They mentor the younger kids, and they sing these complicated modern numbers and classical pieces. So I would urge you to go see it. I think I would urge you to go see it anyway. But it's May 4th at 2 p.m. If you love choral music, they are the tops right now.
Yeah, and this is part of the Friends of Music Tucson.org, and the venue is up again at St. Philip's in the Hills.
The
we kind of began with St. Philip's in the Hills, the show today, talking about the reading, the all-night reading of Dante's Inferno.
Yeah.
So we're kind of bookending St. Philip. So that's a great venue. And let's don't forget about film, Linda Ray.
Well, we want to talk about the Arizona International Film Festival. It seems like we have a fabulous festival for film every month now, but this is one of the oldest and one of the best. It's going to be taking place in two venues. Look it up at filmfestivalarizona.com and find out all about it.
I am so happy, Linda. We got through the entire menu today, and you did a great job. Oh, we did miss one.
We did.
You
we just
do
didn't
it real
mention
real quickly.
Yeah, Chamber Lab, whom we've talked about here before, is doing a live in real time soundtrack to a Buster Keaton movie at
cool.
the Fox Tucson Theater. And we all know where that is.
Yes, and you're going to hear more about it right now.
Yeah,
about
this,
Fox.
Okay.
No,
go ahead.
Thank you so much, Linda. All the best.
Always
thanks.
Fun.
The Every Other Tuesday Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show is sponsored by Fox Tucson Theater, presenting Johnny Clegg on May 7th, one of South Africa's most celebrated sons. He's a really famous guy, as you know, Linda. Johnny Clegg is a singer, songwriter, dancer, anthropologist, a musical activist who has won the hearts and soul of fans worldwide. Clegg's infectious crossover music, it really is something. It's a vibrant blend of Western pop and African Zulu rhythms. Don't miss international artist Johnny Clegg, May 7th, performing at the Fox tomorrow, April 16th, CMA and Grammy Award winner Kathy Mattia, then Saturday, April 26th, Kitty Rock musician Lori Beckner. Tickets and information, visit foxtucson.com or call 547-3040. That's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show today. Bottled Water, presented by Culligan. Thank you, Culligan. It's better water, pure and simple. On behalf of producer Rosemary Brandt, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.